Understanding PTSD, a comprehensive guide to symptoms, diagnosis, and treatment. PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, is a complex mental health condition that occurs after experiencing or witnessing a traumatic event. While it's normal to feel afraid during and after a traumatic situation, individuals with PTSD continue to feel stressed or frightened even when they are no longer in danger. This condition can severely impact one's daily life, relationships, and overall well-being. What is PTSD? Post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, is a mental health disorder triggered by experiencing or witnessing a terrifying event. It's characterized by intense, disturbing thoughts and feelings related to the trauma that persist long after the event has ended. These can include flashbacks, nightmares, severe anxiety, and uncontrollable thoughts about the event. How PTSD manifests? PTSD can manifest in various ways, often making it difficult to diagnose. Some people relive the traumatic event through flashbacks or nightmares, while others may avoid situations that remind them of the experience. Common symptoms include intrusive thoughts, persistent and involuntary memories of the trauma, often leading to flashbacks or distressing dreams, avoidance, deliberately avoiding places, people, or activities that are reminders of the traumatic event, altered mood and cognition, negative thoughts about oneself or the world, feelings of hopelessness, memory problems, and difficulty maintaining close relationships, arousal and reactivity, being easily startled, feeling tense or on edge, difficulty sleeping, and angry. Outbursts. Who is affected by PTSD? PTSD can affect anyone, regardless of age, gender, or background. However, certain groups are more at risk, including military personnel. Veterans who have been exposed to combat situations are particularly vulnerable to PTSD. First responders, police officers, firefighters, and emergency medical workers often witness traumatic events as part of their job. Survivors of abuse. Individuals who have experienced physical, emotional, or sexual abuse may develop PTSD. Accident survivors. Those involved in serious accidents, such as car crashes or natural disasters, can also suffer from PTSD. Diagnosing PTSD. How to diagnose PTSD is a critical question in mental health care. Diagnosing PTSD involves a comprehensive assessment by a mental health professional, including a thorough evaluation of symptoms and their impact on daily life. The diagnostic process can be challenging due to the overlap of symptoms with other mental health conditions, such as depression or anxiety disorders. The diagnostic process. The process typically includes clinical interviews. Mental health professionals conduct structured interviews to assess the presence and severity of PTSD symptoms, questionnaires and screening tools. Tools like the PTSD checklist, PCL-5, are commonly used to quantify symptoms and track changes over time. Differentiation from other conditions. It's crucial to differentiate PTSD from other conditions like depression or generalized anxiety disorder. Misdiagnosis can lead to inappropriate treatment. How is PTSD treated? PTSD is treatable, and many people recover completely with the right intervention. Treatment usually involves psychotherapy, medication, or a combination of both. Psychotherapy options. Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, focuses on changing negative thought patterns related to the traumatic event. Exposure therapy helps patients safely face situations and memories they find frightening, reducing the power they have over them. Eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, EMDR, involves processing traumatic memories while focusing on external stimuli such as eye movements to reduce the distress associated with the memories. Medications. Antidepressants. Medications like SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, are often prescribed to help manage symptoms. Prazosine. This medication is particularly effective in reducing nightmares associated with PTSD. PTSD statistics in the UK, USA, Australia, Canada, and Ireland. Country 20172018209200200220221202022023, UK 3.5%, 3.8%, 3.9%, 4.0%, 4.2%, 4.3%, 4.4%, USA 6.8%, 7.0%, 7.2%, 7.5%, 7.8%, 8.0%, 8.2%, Australia 4.4%, 4.5%, 4.6%, 4.8%, 5.0%, 5.1%, 5.3%, Canada 4.0%, 4.1%, 4.3%, 4.5%, 4.7%, 4.8%, 5.0%, Ireland 3.2%, 3.4%. percent, 3.5%, 3.6%, 3.7%, 3.8%, 3.9%. PTSD statistics, analysis, and insights. Statistical breakdown. The statistical data on PTSD reveals several key insights. The United States reports the highest prevalence of PTSD, which may be attributed to frequent exposure to traumatic events and heightened awareness. Australia and Canada also exhibit high rates of PTSD, reflecting significant traumatic experiences within these countries. In contrast, the United Kingdom and Ireland show lower prevalence rates. This could suggest differences in diagnostic practices, cultural attitudes toward mental health, or access to healthcare services. Over the past 7 years, all countries have experienced a slight increase in PTSD rates. This trend likely indicates improved awareness and diagnostic capabilities, as well as a greater public discussion of mental health issues. Regional differences. The high PTSD rates in the United States and Australia might be linked to frequent exposure to trauma, such as natural disasters and conflicts. On the other hand, the lower rates observed in the United Kingdom and Ireland could be due to varying diagnostic approaches or cultural perspectives on mental health. Conclusions. Rising awareness. The increase in PTSD rates across different countries suggests that growing awareness and enhanced diagnostic methods are leading to more individuals seeking help and receiving proper diagnosis. Country-specific factors. The variations in PTSD rates highlight the need for tailored intervention strategies that consider regional differences and the specific types of traumatic events prevalent in each country. Need for further research. The data indicates a need for continued research into PTSD. Understanding the underlying causes and developing effective treatment strategies are essential for addressing this growing concern. Impact of social factors. Social and economic factors play a significant role in PTSD rates. Targeted programs and support systems are crucial to address the needs of affected populations and improve mental health outcomes. In summary, the statistics emphasize the importance of ongoing efforts to improve mental health care, including better diagnostic practices and expanded support for individuals with PTSD. Research on PTSD. FAQ on PTSD. What is PTSD? PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder, is a mental health condition triggered by experiencing or witnessing a traumatic event. How long does PTSD last? PTSD can last for months or even years, depending on the severity and whether the person receives treatment. Can PTSD be cured? While PTSD may not be completely curable, it is treatable. Many people with PTSD can manage their symptoms effectively with therapy and medication. Who is most at risk for developing PTSD? Individuals who have experienced traumatic events such as military combat, physical or sexual assault, accidents, or natural disasters are most at risk. How is PTSD diagnosed? PTSD is diagnosed by a mental health professional through clinical interviews and the use of screening tools like the PTSD checklist, PCL5. Conclusion. Understanding PTSD is crucial in recognizing its symptoms and seeking appropriate treatment. Although the condition can be debilitating, with the right support and interventions, individuals with PTSD can lead fulfilling lives. As research advances, we hope to see even more effective treatments and support systems develop. Thank you for listening. On our site, SciPlanet.com, you can find more information and helpful resources.